Hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to the Courage and Clarity podcast. I am so thrilled to have you here with me today. This is the podcast that's designed to help you summon the courage and develop the clarity to go out there in the world and do whatever it is that you love and change a lot of people's lives in the process. So on this show, we talk about what it takes to earn an independent living, doing something that you love, taking your expertise, your knowledge, your skills, your background, your passion, figure out how to get paid, from that, and help a whole lot of people create a mission that gets to have ripple effects, you know, in your community and on so many other levels. And most importantly, gives you the freedom and flexibility to do what you want to do in this life, whether that's raising a family or traveling the world. On this show, we talk about the inspiration and how to, you know, get fired up enough to go out there and do it, but also the instruction. So breaking down strategically, what does it take? How do we do this? What's working? All of that good stuff. And so today's episode is no exception. I am thrilled to welcome one of my messy middle clients onto the show. Right now, we are gearing up for enrollment for the Messy Middle Mastermind. And so if you want to read more about the program, figure out how to enroll and what's entailed and all of that good stuff, we are enrolling and you can go to stephcrowder.com/mastermind. That's where you're going to get all the details and learn everything that you need to know in order to join us or to find out if you're a good fit to join us. There's an application process. It's really quick and painless just to make sure that you are indeed a great fit for the program, but you can learn a whole lot more. Only open enrollment 2 times a year. So this is very exciting indeed. And I wanted to invite, I've been inviting clients onto the show lately just to give you a flavor of what it's like inside of the mastermind and what kind of results are possible. And so with all of that being said, I'm so excited to welcome Jameson Worley onto the show. Hi, Jameson.
Hey, Steph. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for spending some time with us. I'm so excited to just shine a spotlight on all the amazing things that you've been doing inside of the mastermind. So tell us a little bit about your business and how you earn your living.
Yeah. So, I mean, it gets a little complicated because I'm kind of have incomes coming in from everywhere, but I have my own practice here in Nashville. So I'm a really nutrition group and we see a huge diverse population. We work a lot with eating disorders. We work with sports nutrition. We do a lot of women's health. So like the postpartum care, the prenatal care, everything in between. One of the dietitians on staff with me is a lactation consultant. So she does a lot of that. The whole gamut. But so we see a lot of different things. And then on that side, too, with working with eating disorders, I have some contract work that I do with some businesses here in Nashville as well. And that's kind of the whole business in a sense.
Yeah, I think it's actually interesting that that has already come up in the conversation, because I think right from the jump in our working together, it sort of felt like that was one of the big questions that you had in terms of working with a lot of one-on-one clients. And you came into the program knowing that you wanted to do something with scale, so wanting to do some kind of group experience. But I think one of the big questions was, how the heck am I supposed to put a group together when I'm working with what feels like really disparate clients, like really just all, like you said, runs the gamut, like all of these different kinds of people? How am I supposed to put a group together for them?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons. I think there's a lot. Like, one, definitely apply for Messy Middle. It was the best thing I've ever done for my business. And we can kind of get into that, like why I joined and everything too. But in terms of client base, I mean, that's been a huge thing for me. I've kind of educated the masses. And so I came to the place where I was like, okay, I want to start doing online programming, running groups. But it was like, I don't even know where to begin because, yeah, our clientele is so, you know, grand, which is great. But it's also, we've never fully like figured out that niche or that like niche piece of our business either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you said, we're going to not to jump too far ahead, but because you just said this, I feel like people are probably like, wait a sec, I want to hear about that. Best thing you ever did for your business. That's a pretty tall praise, right? So to like, why does it feel like the best thing you've ever done for your business?
I mean, so on a, you know, personal level and business level. So last year was just a tough year. I think so. I've had my business, gosh, it's been like 8 years now, just the private practice piece. And I've always had a side hustle on the side. So, you know, working, it was like a very part-time gig. And it was like every year I would, like, at the beginning of January, my husband and I would sit down and I'd be like, I'm just going to stop the side hustle. And, you know, and then I would all of a sudden get like 10 clients out of the blue. And so I was like, okay, hold on. So it just kept coming back into the life. So long story short, I got this opportunity in 2020 to fully step away and run the business. And so it was great. It's always been my creative outlet. I loved it. I thrive. And then we just, last year, we had a lot of personal stuff go on and I added on some employees and it was great. And it was just like, all of a sudden, I think I was exhausted. We've got two toddlers at home. So it was just like, almost like feeling that burnout piece. And so the middle of the year, I was like, I need something to just kind of give me this like pep in my step, you know, again, and tried working on different aspects. And it just came down to the business. I was like, I literally, like, it used to be something I would get so excited to do every day. But I think that having that niche, wanting to grow it more, not even knowing where to begin, it was like I was numb and like stuck. Mm. So someone had told me about Year on the Wall, one of your programming. So I was like, I think I just need to get organized. And just feel out what to do. And I kept, it was funny, I had it on like a sticky note on my computer for months. And I don't even know why I never bit the bullet. I think just life, right? And finally I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to sign up. So I even signed up and took the course in like July. So it was like halfway through. And it was, I kid you not, life-changing. I was like, this was amazing. And so then that's how I found out about you. That's how I found out about The Messy Middle. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then we met and connected. And I was like, this is exactly what I need. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's kind of what got me into just feel. And I'm starting to get this pump in my step again. And it's, again, been great.
Yeah. So now that you've been in the program, we'll talk a little bit about the specific results that you created, but feeling like it's the best thing that you did for your business. So you kind of had this feeling that, and I hear this a lot, by the way, and a lot of people listening are probably like, oh, I relate to that. This, like, gosh, I just need to get organized, or I just feel like I've kind of been stuck, or even going in circles. A lot of times I hear from people like things are just feeling kind of inconsistent or up and down, or the word haphazard comes up a lot. So you did Year on the Wall. You felt like it helped give you some of that focus and you decided to join The Messy Middle. Tell us what happened from there. Like, what exactly has gone on for you? And just to give everybody a quick background about Jameson, she sees what, on average, like 30 one-on-one clients a week. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With our whole business. Yeah. About 30 to 40.
So, and she has a few people in the practice as well. So this is not just her seeing clients, but just so everybody knows, very, very busy one-on-one practice. And I think that can be a huge challenge. People don't think about this when they're just starting business. They're like, oh man, if I got enough clients, I would never complain. Like, that would just be it, right? But what you don't think about is when you get really business or really busy with your success, it can become really challenging to even take a step back from the big picture long enough to figure out how to scale, because you've become a cog in the wheel, right? Like, you don't even have the time to pause and figure out what to do next because you're so busy, you know, actually making the being on client delivery. So I think that has been a big part of our conversation too, is figuring out, like, okay, great, we've had this success, 30 to 40 one-on-one clients a week, but what does it look like to actually start to think about the future in terms of what a scaled offer could look like? So you, Jameson, to me are like a quintessential example of getting a group program out there for the first time. So can you kind of just walk us through, I know it's a long story, but like just at a high level, what happened? You recently, just kind of as a spoiler, she filled her group program, her first group program, right? So talk to us a little bit about like how that happened and any of the thoughts that you've had along the way that you want to share.
Yeah, I mean, I think what, you know, came to it is that our one-on-one clientele is great and our business is doing great. Like, we're meeting our, you know, NBIs, we're meeting our numbers, all the things. And so I think there's being able to kind of grow it and scale it. Like, to me, that's a creative outlet. I'm like, this isn't all I want to do. I want to educate the masses, all the things. Mm-hmm. So that's been a huge kind of what got me into the group programming piece to begin with. But with that, like, I think the biggest thing was, one, all of the education. Like, there are insane modules, insane education that you've provided that, to me, it's almost like when you listen to these things, I'm like, this is so simple. But it's that reminder, you know, to be like, duh, of course. The group coaching weekly has been amazing because you're learning from so many different people in different stages of their business. And that has been huge because I kind of stepped in, not necessarily overwhelmed, overwhelmed, but like there is so much information. I don't even know where to begin. I don't, you know, but being able to tailor it down just to say, okay, I want to do a group programming or some type of group program. I want to do it online. How do I get there? What do I do? And just being able to ask questions weekly and be able to be like, okay, this is where I'm at. Now, where do I go? And just, I think it took me, you know, a couple months or so just to get the education. I think that all the modules have been huge because I can just go in, log in and kind of learn. And that's how I work. I mean, on a personal level, is I have to get as much information on the front end so that I can put it into practice. And then finally, I saw that was kind of almost getting me in trouble. So I had to like start to implement. Mm-hmm. So just lately in the past month or so, had a great meeting with you, Steph, just to be like, okay, I need help just wrangling everything in. And I was definitely overthinking everything. Mm-hmm. But it was great just to be like, it doesn't have to be that hard and you don't have to overthink this. It can be mm-hmm. so simple. And so just being able to even get permission to hear that, I think is a big step that pushed me forward a little bit. And literally right after that call, like that week, I had like 5 people sign up. Great.
Yeah. I think you said a lot of great things, but one thing you said that's just so important that I see over and over is the overcomplication is very normal where we think, I've been teaching how to run group programs forever. And that is one big misconception a lot of people have is that like, I need to have all my ducks in a row for a group program. I need to have this like robust curriculum. I need to have this like week by week plan. I need to have all of these details. And you, Jameson, went through this like classic cycle that I've seen from a lot of folks where you're like, wait, I don't need to have any of that stuff in order to sell a group program. Like, what do you mean? I don't need to have like an outline. I don't need to even know what's going to be in there. And I can just go ahead and sign clients. And I was like, yeah, exactly. And you were like, okay, I guess we'll go do it. But like, talk to me a little bit about that shift for you, because I think you were kind of stuck in the paralysis of like, I can't do a group until I figure out all the things I'm going to teach. But thank you for, I think, very bravely just trusting me on that, where you're like, okay, fine, I'll take this leap of faith, because I think you are somebody who likes to be prepared and have a plan. But I was just like, go get some clients for this and we'll figure out, like, we'll flip it. We'll figure out what the program wants to be after you get the clients. You did take that leap of faith and do that. But talk to me a little bit about that shift.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the scariest shifts. But I also find it is really like, I don't know, it's not enlightening is the term, but it's essentially like, this is how I started my business. Like as an entrepreneur, you just jump it. Like when everyone's like, how did you do this? You're like, just do it. You know, and when I tell people that. And so I think that's that creative spark that almost I lost last year, that I was like, I have to plan everything almost to death. Right. And so I remember submitting the 90-day plan to you, which is something that we do in the messy middle. And it was like fine-tuned detail by detail, like everything that I was going to do in my group program. And you were like, okay, hold on. This is great. I love this. And also, and I was like, okay, yeah, she's right. So again, going back to that, you were like, just start asking. And I was like, okay. And I remember just being in a one-on-one, you know, when we see clients, we see them for 15 minutes, 30 minutes. And you were like, who's your ideal client? I had that person in mind. I was in, you know, a session with her. And she was literally saying everything that I was like, this is what I want to run the group program for. It was like needing structure, all these certain things. And I was like, hey, I'm thinking of starting a group program. This is what would be it. You know, this is what I'm thinking, et cetera, et cetera. And she's like, done. I'm sold. Didn't even like go through price, didn't do anything. And I was like, okay. And then I had another client that was kind of a lot like her that I was, you know, did it again that week. And she was like, yes, done. Tell me when I can pay. And I was like, oh my God, this is working. And I remember being like posting or comedy or getting with you and just being like, okay, now what? I have 2 clients. I don't have a program. So it's really scary. But it's also, to me, it's like lighting that fire again. To be like, okay, this is why we do, you know, this is what fuels the business. Mm-hmm. So it's almost bringing up that creative spark too.
Yeah.
That I really missed.
You know, it's so cool because I think about part of like the idea of being in the messy middle of entrepreneurship. And it's like I've often compared it to like running a marathon or something, right? Where it's like you get to those middle miles. And I've never run a marathon. I do have no desire. But my husband is an Ironman. I've mentioned that multiple times. He tells me, and I've heard others say, that when you get to those middle miles or even like those upper middle miles, like it just becomes really like the game just changes, right? Like it becomes monotonous. It becomes, you're like, I don't even know why I'm doing this, like kind of existential. And it sounds to me like for you, what I'm hearing in your story is like, there were feelings of kind of stuckness or, yeah, just like sort of spinning your wheels, like this muddy, mucky feeling of like, how do I make progress from here? Great. I've been probably more successful than I ever even dreamed. 30 to 40 one-on-one clients a week. Like, you know, you have people working for you. Like how incredible. So much success. But the mud, being stuck in the mud of like, what now, right? You lose some of that creativity in the day-to-day of the business. And it, what sounds like to me, Jameson, is this process of coming up with your first group program has been a bit of like reinvention for you and getting back to that entrepreneurial spirit. Like when we all started our businesses, we didn't know what we were doing. We were just kind of like laying the track as the train is coming down the road, right? Or coming down. And it feels like you were able to give yourself permission to operate in that way again, where like going to a group program, we don't have to have all the answers in order to hear yes and just take that and run with it.
Yeah, totally. It's been amazing. And again, I'm still, you know, in the throes of starting this first group, but I've never been more excited. Like it's always been this pushback to be like, again, I don't know what it's going to be about. And I still don't truly know what this group is going to be about. I mean, I have a very good idea and I'm still formulating that with the group, but it's really cool to being able to tailor it to the group and being like, okay, this is going to go great no matter what. Mm-hmm. And just having a lot of like peace with that because of all of the, you know, instruction and that I've gotten.
You know, another thing I'm thinking of as I think about you and your business that I've gotten to know is one question people have a lot is, okay, how am I going to do this if I don't have like, don't I need to have like a big audience in order to have a group program? So talk to us about where you got 5 clients pretty effortlessly for your group program. Where did they come from?
My one-on-ones. So, and that, I think that was a scary thing for me too. I know when we had first talked, I was like, here's the deal. Love social media. And also I've got 2 toddlers at home. It's so hard to keep up with all of this. And so that was my biggest fear was like, if I have to do group programming, I've got to be this amazing superstar on social media. I don't have time for it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And reality is I have the same amount of followers essentially on Instagram that I did when I first started this, you know, and that is a personal goal of mine. And I'm still working on it in the program is I do want to grow that. But it's really cool to see that you can still have the clients that you have and develop groups from that alone.
That's a huge shift I see a lot with folks is realizing how much potential your current pool actually has. And to your point, it's not that we don't want to grow. We do. The growing is the goal. And there's a lot of materials in the messy middle to help with audience growth. But often I have clients work with what they already have because there's no reason for to like not go ahead and get your group going when you're seeing this many one-on-one clients. People often don't realize that current clients and previous clients are some of the best potential clients for a new group program, right? So for you kind of taking your current client pool and figuring out who wants to step into a group program, I just think it's so cool that you are, I think about you and what's coming down the road for you, Jameson, and it's, you know, you have got people in your group program and you haven't even done a full on, what we call in the messy middle, a buzz blitz, right? Where we do like a big public promo. You haven't even done that yet. We have, you know, minimum viable group program just by having conversation with the pool that you're already playing in.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what's even more exciting is it's like, okay, we're just now stepping into the pool and it's like we're in the shallow end. And I'm like, I know there's so much more. And I think that's also feeling not fired to be like, okay, we're doing it. You know, it's making sense. But there's also more and more and more room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So super exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I want to ask you a question about one little thing you said that I just kind of keyed in on that I think might be helpful for people who are trying to envision what it's like to be in the messy middle is you talked about like you were going through a lot of the material and you said that sometimes you can be the type who may even overdo it on the learning side of things. You have done a really good job of raising your hand in the program when you can feel that maybe you're over learning or procrastinating or getting tied up with trying to over plan. And I've noticed that every time you've raised your hand for support, it seems to like unstick something for you and then you go and make more progress, right? Can you just paint the picture for people in terms of those moments when I think it can be hard, of course, if you've never been in my space to understand, like, am I really going to get support? Like, so we've all been in programs where it's like, they say that you're going to get, you know, you hope that you're going to get coached, but it's actually almost impossible to get hands-on coaching. What has that been like for you?
I think there's a lot of different ways to answer this question. I think what's coming to my head and my heart first is, for something that's six months of programming, I was a little nervous because that's a lot of time, but also I felt like that was an awesome amount of support. I will say time and time again to kind of answer your question that I have gone through phases, especially with like around holidays and things like that, or just like the kids getting sick, I mean, you name it, where I almost at the beginning of the program, I would get really not resentful of my family, of my other people, you know, taking my time, but I'm like, I'm not getting what I'm getting out of the program, and it really hurt. But then, like you said, something, I would jump on a group call or I would do some type of the module and something would click. And to me, like a light would spark and be like, this is worth the amount of money I've paid for this program, just this one little tidbit that I learned. Or jumping on a group call and being on a 2-hour Zoom with everyone else and being like, okay, either one, I'm not alone in what I'm struggling with, or just getting the validation or hearing what other people are doing that I can implement in my business. It's gold. And that's like one group call of the, you know, many multiple ones that we have. And so I think, like, even if it's not being present every single week or doing every module or doing every single thing, it's been the best investment just to be able to plug in when I can, know that's okay. And I'm already, I mean, what, we're halfway done. And I feel like I've gotten beyond more than what I paid for the program.
I think that's huge. I think when I see clients shift from, okay, I have to use, because the truth is there's just a lot to do in the program, right? There's, I say this all the time. There's so many ways to get coached in the messy middle. And I do that on purpose. Some people are more of like group call people. Some people can't come to a single call, but they're going to take advantage of my feedback submission process or our platform coaching where I coach every single day in the moment. And then there's, of course, the curriculum on top of that. So sometimes I see people come in and their mentality is like, I paid for this. I have to take advantage of every single facet of the program. And I really think that shouldn't be the goal. I think the goal should be like, what do you, the individual, need in this moment that's going to help you move forward? When I built this mastermind, the number one thing I've wanted from day one was to create a program where every single client never has a question about what they're supposed to be doing. Like, you should always know your next best step. And if you, I always say, if you don't, it's time to raise your hand to get some coaching, right? But if you can imagine just knowing what you should be working on at all times and always knowing your next best step and then having that for 6 months, you know, you may not take advantage of every single tiny little piece of the program, but it's really about keeping your eye on the ball of that prize of like, I'm going to just put next best step after next best step after next best step for 6 months. And that is how that adds up to tremendous results and transformation in our businesses, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things, you know, on a personal level for me, that again, I'm such an over planner. And so it's been really great to, and the reason I got to it right again was the year on the wall and all these things. And so I realized that I was like writing everything down and never putting action to anything. And so one of the best things for me personally has been, okay, if I can't do anything that week, like jump on the call or anything like that, at least I'm going to do, we do this on Mondays, we do a big check-in. And then on Fridays, we do a big checkout. And it's like the three things that you want to work on that week. And I mean, not that it sounds silly because it's an amazing thing, but it's silly as it sounds, like it's been the best thing for me in my business.
Yeah.
Just to do. And even just like implementing that and being like, well, duh, of course, like, you know, and joining the program and just having that support and accountability to do that every Monday and Friday. Mm-hmm. has worked wonders just for me. So knowing totally. That at least that's something I can, you know, check in on, mm-hmm. that's worth it.
Totally. I think like, I love those, the check-in post every Monday, and I read every single one that I get from people saying, I always ask everyone, what's your big three for the week? And Jameson could sit there in her home office and write down her three things, but there's something to be said for knowing that your coach is looking at it. And I'm like, I'm looking for your response and I'm keeping tabs on what you're doing. That I think makes a huge difference in accountability. Accountability is one of the big things I hear from people that they really want and need. So I think that's absolutely huge. Okay, Jameson, I want to start wrapping things up here. What would you say to someone who's listening to this and they're like really considering it? If you kind of rewind in your own mind to where you were, it's no small decision. Like, this is a big investment. It's a monetary investment, but it's certainly also a time investment. And I am well aware that there are, you know, many different options out there in terms of, you know, programs that people could become involved in. So if you kind of think about that decision point for you and where your head was at, what would you say to somebody who's evaluating this decision for themselves right now?
I mean, overall, do it. Like, don't even ask questions. But I think the biggest thing for me, I was very stubborn with my business, and I'm a very hard-headed person of like, I can do it. I don't need anyone's help, et cetera, et cetera. And I think a year like last year, from all the levels, I was like, okay, this is it. We have to outsource everything. Like, I finally was like, I have to ask for help. And I think we get to a place in our business, whether you're someone who likes to outsource or you're someone that's like, no, I can do it all by myself. You can't. It's this headspace that I got into that I was like, I need support. And so I would say, if you're there, absolutely jump in. 100%.
I love it. I love it so much. Jameson, thank you for coming on the show. Please tell the good people where they can find you online.
Yeah. So you can find us. We have a website. It's www.reallynutritiongroup.com. We're on social media. So Instagram, it's at Really Nutrition Group. And then we've got a Facebook page, same thing, Really Nutrition Group. And yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much, Jameson.
Yeah, thank you. This has been awesome. So grateful for you.
Everyone, we are wishing you the courage and the clarity to go after what you love.